Bobby Jackson's going to be coming on with me, and we'll talk with Bobby here in just a moment. Bobby has been through so much here, and I know he's going to be there he is. Put a headset on for Bobby. It's unbelievable. How you doing, Bobby? Well, we got to get your mic on. Hang on. There you go. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
This is unbelievable, isn't it?
Man, this is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing in Sacramento, man.
Yeah. You've seen it all. I mean, you were here for the glory years. You know what it's like. This is the most energy, the most passion that I've seen in this city, Bobby, since you guys were part of that great team.
It is. You know, I think the one thing that really stands out is again, like I said, and I've been here since 2000, is the fan support and how the city loves the Kings and how hard they fought to keep the team here in Sacramento.
Yeah, I was talking with John Barry, who was part of that team in 2000, and we talked about that team being put together. And he kept on talking about the great chemistry that you guys had and how important that is. And, you know, as a player that played here and then went on the other teams, you don't always have that chemistry. I mean, when you played on that team, I mean, really, truly, how special was that, Bobby?
It was great. I think that's probably one out of all the basketball I played from high school to college to the pro level. I think, you know, going to the NBA Western Conference Finals and making it to the playoffs that so many years, I think that group of guys had to be the close. It was kind of like a brotherhood that we had, and it's kind of hard to get that, and it's kind of hard to teach that. So you try to relay that to the younger guys and hope that they catch on, because it's all about sticking together, having each other back, but also going out and competing and having fun every night.
Bobby, that team, you know, on an off day, took the airplane and said goodbye to your mom. I mean, you don't forget things like that. Collectively, every single person on that organization wanted to be there for you. You know, that's what that team was all about.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the time, you know, it was unbelievable for the Maloofs and Jeff to let the team come down, especially on a long road trip, to come to my mom's funeral. And I still hold that one of the toughest things I went through, but one of the proudest things that I went through in my life, because I had my teammates there to support me through all that.
Talk about walking around here tonight and the feeling you have as being someone that's been in this community now and lives here with your family, what it's like for you to walk around tonight.
It's great. Man, I feel like I'm one of the Sacramentans.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here since 2000. It's like my home away from home. My three girls have been born here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is where I reside. This is where I live. This is where I love. And so,
yep,
you know, it's my home away from home. You know, I'm from North Carolina, but nothing can beat Sacramento.
And you got a couple of your former teammates that are going to be here. Chris Webber's going to be here. Scott Pollard is going to be here. So I'm sure you'll be able to share a couple of laughs with those guys.
Yeah, it'd be great to see those guys. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while, especially Scott with his crazy but also good to catch up with Webb and see what he's doing and seeing how his family's doing also.
Did you say crazy and Scott in the same sentence?
Man, Scott's crazy, man. I don't care what you say. That dude is one crazy guy. I love him to death, but he's crazy.
Well, and you know what? He's one of those guys, and I think that we keep on talking about this on my radio show, players that really, truly buy into the role and are team first and individual second. And it's in professional sports, it's difficult to get that type of a player. You know what I'm talking about. Guys just truly bring their lunch pail to work every night. Doesn't matter what you ask them to do, they're ready to do it. And they don't look at the box score the first thing they do when they get off the floor.
I think that, you know, and like you said, you hit it on the head, you know, and that's what we got to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
Getting players that really don't care about stats, don't care about numbers, but they care about wins and what they got to do to make that team get that win for that night. And it's a new age, but hopefully we can continue to work and get the young guys to believe and develop their talents and so that we can put a winning product on the floor.
Before I let you go, Isaiah Thomas is here tonight. You've worked so closely with him. You all put in so much extra time. When you look at Isaiah Thomas, do you see some of yourself in him?
Actually, I see a lot of myself in him. Yeah, I think, you know, number one, you know, being small and playing the guard position. But, you know, people saying that you can't make it in this league. And I think he's one of those guys that's, you know, he's willing to prove every and anybody wrong that's doubted him from making the NBA and lasting in the NBA. And he's, I mean, working hard, I mean, he's going to do that until the day he's not playing in the NBA no more. I just wish there was more guys like that in this league.
I agree.
That appreciated the league, loved the league, but also worked hard and humble, respect you, and just loved the game.
How good can he get?
I think he can be really good. You know, I think there's not a lot of small guards that can impact the game, but he's one of the guys because he can score so well. You know, he changes up the game. But the one thing he has to do as a point guard, and I, you know, we talk about this all the time and watch film, is being a guard first, being a point guard first, and not being a scoring guard first. And that's the one thing that I struggled with when I first came in the league, was being a point guard first, and I was a scorer. So just trying to get him to see that and develop him into a true point guard. You know, I think he wants to be that guy, but he's a scorer. Like, I put him on my team any day and go against anybody because he doesn't back down from nobody.
No, he doesn't. Bobby, enjoy the night. Thanks so much for stopping by.
All right, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Bobby Jackson, we'll come back for the final hour of the show as we're coming to you from Cesar Chavez Park, being brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube, the presenting sponsor of today's live rally. We'll come back with more right after this.